The Indonesian Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries affirmed its commitment to sustainable marine management through the Blue Economy Program and Marine Special Zoning Regulation at the 10th Ocean Conference as part of the APEC Ocean-related ministerial meetings held in Busan, South Korea. According to the Ministry Director General of Marine Spatial Planning, Capitalis Triana, the regulation includes interregional zoning plans, national strategic area zoning plans, and specific national strategic area zoning plans. The Indonesian Forest Entrepreneurs Association is intensifying efforts to mitigate the impacts of climate change by introducing Indonesia's huge potential for tropical forest-based carbon trading at this year's World Expo Osaka, Japan. And a business forum attended by stakeholders from the public and private sectors from the both APEHAI presented the government's flagship program, the Food and Land Use Coalition, Net Sink 2030, which targets the forestry and land use sectors to become net emission absorbers by 2030. That was the news.
Money.
antique comfort from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagete. To make kasawami, initially kagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the kagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and solid fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumball as rice meatball.
white color. According to the story, Gunpo comes from the word Junpo because it uses the fingers. Carrot is also made from rice flour, which is made into fluff and then formed into a thin sheet resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also skimmed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the Gunpo carrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add chef's eyes or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice Gunpo carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you. Shortwave 33 to 5 kHz, M475 kHz, and live streaming on VOYNews.id.
and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic World, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For company in this 1 hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere because the Voice of Indonesia will continue to company in the next hours of Indonesia today. And don't forget to send your critics, suggestions, and also information through our social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, and VOI Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok, in VOI double underscore official. We also have our and voinews.id and WhatsApp number +62 8213 8123. This is coming from West Java, which is me, from Bandung, namely, Bandung. Existing in West Java and used by people since the development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes finding an instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Aba Olaf to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Kalimbin. In 2004, Aba developed Kalimbin, heritage of parents. Aba must preserve it because message from parents in older Kalimbin arts is not extinct. Aba kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Mulai adanya
eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Manu City, currently happening to export in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Tangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu lagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog. Astagfirullah, ayah kolektor. Astagfirullah, lomba bayaran. Astagfirullah, lomba nu lagi. Astagfirullah, lomba nu ngantrog.